Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
All the latest in Hollywood news, okay? But first, we gotta check in with our favorite twosome in sunny California, Heidi and Wiener Schnitzel Frank.
Hey, y'all. Everybody.
Good to see y'all.
Well, Portia's still out today, but we have our extended family member dishing with us today. The one and only Jason Lee is back.
All right.
I'm happy to be back. Thank you.
Y'all, so let's get on down to it. Later, we sent Gary out to visit our favorite judge, Judge Lynn Toler, on the set of Divorce Court, and one of the Spice Girls will gross you out with her latest revelation. But first, Heidi, what's going on the West Coast, baby?
Well, you know, Ellen DeGeneres loves to prank people, and if you go on to Ellen's show, you might want to wear a pair of Depends, those adult diapers, because seriously, She was up to her usual shenanigans with Leah Remini, and she loves to play games. So
she scared Leah Remini.
Well, she lured Leah Remini into a game called One and Done that had a bit of a frightening twist. You're gonna
she had
love
Tom
it.
Cruise and John Travolta jump out behind the couch.
Take a look.
Ready?
Yes.
This is gonna. I'm gonna use my body instead of actually saying it.
Uh huh. What is it?
Like, Ellen's been killing it with the pranks lately.
Yes.
Ellen's gonna get it.
Ellen. I mean, I like Diddy's. I mean, like,
Diddy's was by far the best.
But Kris Jenner's was funny, too.
Oh, yeah, it was good.
But when
right.
Diddy was like, I'm a black man. And his face, like, you could see his eyeballs pop out of his head.
It was like,
oh, my God.
Listen, everybody
so
loves Ellen, but Ellen, you're gonna get your ass whooped one day because she's gonna do it with the wrong person.
Or somebody like, is gonna grab their chest and then just fall forward
right.
because they have a weak heart.
Yeah.
I mean, the best part is when people are so oblivious to what's going on at that time.
Yeah.
I would be a nervous. No, I doubt I'll.
Ah! Oh, man. Anytime you get a motherfucker out of Gary, man. I meant that.
Being a teenager can be a very awkward stage to go through, especially if you're a teenage boy with all your raging hormones. And nothing says puberty like having your parents flat out ask you if you're having sex.
Oh, no.
Yes, and that is exactly what happened with T.I. and Tiny. It's what they did to their son, King.
What's up?
I was trying to get to the bottom of things with King, trying to see if he having sex.
Huh? Whoa. What are you coming out with the sex word?
Because King got a little friend, and he be in love, like he's a lover boy.
He having sex?
No, I'm not. I'm a virgin.
It's other things than sex.
That between him and his porn.
A girl is involved.
A girl is involved.
Yes.
Whoa. Not being responsible, because I could have been one.
You pulled to know better than being out there and engaging in adult activity. Don't let a temporary itch dig you out a permanent ditch.
Well, if there's one thing we learned about T.I., he's a fan of palm action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
He's super cute, though, and the little ladies love him, honey.
And then plus when your dad is who he is.
Yeah, and like, your mom is who she is.
You got to get to it early.
And they know you got a little bread, honey.
No, but a lot of times the opposite happens. Like, you know, if your mom and dad are all like crazy and wild and tatted up, you're the absolute opposite of that. So sometimes if your mom and dad are a certain way, maybe he's not doing anything.
But that was kind of awkward watching parents talk to each other about talking to him about sex. Well, I mean, I never had my parents talk to me about sex.
Did my parents never talked to me, and I think that's why I'm in the situation I'm in.
You know what my mom said? Don't.
Okay.
No, my mom always said, you keep your pants up, your skirt down, and your legs crossed. And I thought, why the hell am I wearing pants and skirt at the same time? That seems so stupid. But maybe that's
And then she chose pants.
All right, so we all know Lindsay Lohan hasn't been in a lot of movies lately. And she even got bored to the point where she was using phony accents, accusing people of human trafficking, and a whole bunch of other stuff. But now, it looks like she really needs something legit to do. Her rep posted on a Facebook group that she was looking for endorsements. Now, the post said acceptable brands include fashion, beauty, car, lifestyle, etc. And it ended with, must have a substantial budget.
But here's what she should do. I don't know if you see all the commercials out there in Atlanta, but in L.A., I mean, almost every other commercial Shaq is in.
Yeah, like, that's true. General Gold Car.
General Auto Insurance. I mean, everything. Yeah. So it's like, just talk
Carnival
to
Carnival Cruises.
Talk to whoever is doing Shaq stuff, Lindsay, and be like, whatever. I mean, he does everything.
She needs his agent. So the post that she made only got three responses. One was tipping off a reporter about the story, and the other two wanted to know how much was substantial.
Well, she'd be good. She'd be good in an insurance commercial because she's reckless as hell.
That's true.
But she's an A-lister, though. I mean, they should at least pay her millions of dollars.
She's not an A-lister
she
anymore.
She used to be.
Yeah, she's J-list at best.
Yeah, but we said she's friends with Oprah, so, I mean, they should pay her even more. So
she's not friends with Oprah.
Yeah, she's friends.
They did a failed project that didn't work out because, like, Lindsay wasn't really cooperative.
She wouldn't leave her room. Oprah's like, we got to film. She's like, well, I don't know.
Remember Oprah pulled up, and I think this was the first time we seen Oprah cuss. Remember she cussed at her?
Yes.
Get your ass out there.
Right.
So what products could you see Lindsay Lohan hawking? Maybe Uber, Lyft?
A funeral home because she killed her career. I mean,
she's a free person. She should do stay free. I think that would be a nice thing for her to
Volkswagen dealership that sells old bugs. You know,
or the new Wendy's girl. She's got the red hair.
What was the craziest way you've ever seen a celebrity try to get the bag?
It's shocking, Headcrack, that Ray Liotta is doing like a Chantix commercial. I'm like, wise guys. Like, he's like, hey, I'm Ray. And I quit smoking using Chantix. I'm like, Ray Liotta?
Goodfellas, man. Like, I expect more from you. You Ray Liotta.
Yeah, Ray Liotta should have just beat the out of a pack of cigarettes and thrown it in a hole and buried it.
Well, earlier this week, the Spice Girls announced that they're going on a UK tour. Now, they're doing it. Frank's kind of applauding. They're doing it without Posh Spice, without Victoria Beckham. So some people are like, no, it's all five or forget it. So the other girls went on Heart FM. It's a breakfast show in London. And Emma, a.k.a. Baby Spice, well, she told a rather unsettling story. Take a look.
So we were in America. We'd gone out for some drinks. And we were on our way home in the car, and I did feel very ill because I'd eaten something.
Right.
Weird. And had a few drinks. And I was sick out the window, but it blew.
The window? Yeah, I do remember that.
Into my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's disgusting.
I got to be friends for life after that.
I mean, if somebody throwing up, you shouldn't have your window down in the back.
You never let the person who's sick sit in the front seat.
Never. No, no. You sit in the... Actually, somebody else drive her home. I don't want you in my car either.
So you think that's why Victoria's not touring with them? Because they nasty?
No, because she's rich. Yeah. She's rich.
She don't need to do none of that.
But you know what? If you love performing and it's your passion, you would probably still go.
Maybe. No, but Brad, you know what I heard about Posh? Is that she did a story not too long ago where she says back in the day, she knew that they had turned her mic off when she's on stage. Like, she would go, you know, she could hear that it wasn't on because she wasn't the greatest singer. And, like, that would be rough. Like, you want to go on tour with us? And you're like, you got bitches don't even turn my microphone off.
We don't turn Heidi's on either during the radio show, but don't tell them, okay?
Well, if you love Oprah and love dogs like I do, you are not going to want to miss our next story. Stay tuned.
Dish Nation.
People always always tell me how amazing I smell. Now I'm going to share my secret with you. Scentbird.com keeps me smelling good month after month for a low price. Now, ladies, you can get your designer scents as well. Scentbird has 450 designer brands, and you can choose one every month. Before Scentbird, I had a ton of unused bottles on my dresser. This month, I'm wearing Tom Ford, and when my 30-day supply is over, I think I'll try Kenneth Cole. And with the holidays coming up, I get to skip the department store crowd. As you know, baby, the queen likes the royal treatment, honey, of front door service. That's why I always use Scentbird.com. And did I mention it's free shipping all the time? With this exclusive offer, you'll get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. That's SCENTBird.com/dish. And use my code DISH for 50% off your first month. That's SCENTBird.com/dish. Sign on, smell great.
Dish Nation. Welcome back, y'all. It's that time of the year again, so brace yourself, Heidi. It's Oprah's Favorite Things list. You get a car, you get a car, you get a car. Yes, y'all, 107 different products, from $62 lobster truffle mac and cheese to $180 artisanal popcorn. Wow. But the most interesting item on this list is the Embark Dog DNA Test Kit.
Guilty. I've done it.
Then what do you do with the information once you get it?
I mean, I just want to know so I can, when people say, what is she?
Yeah, it's not damn fair. This is what the hell ain't fair. Black people thinking they from Wakanda, and you damn DNA dogs.
The kit allows you to test your dog against over 250 breeds and can tell you how big or small your dog will get. Hey, Crack, would you DNA test Lucy if you didn't know what she was? Aww.
If someone send it to me for free, what am I going to do if I'm going to find out it's not a pure shih tzu? Send her back?
No, nah, but it's just
history.
It's just good to know,
I
though.
I ain't going to be able to find her mom.
My rescue, I don't know what she is completely.
Yeah. She's a bitch.
And she's a beautiful blonde bitch, but I'd like
Thank
to
you,
know
Brad.
What she's mixed with, so I can say she's...
okay, I'm going to leave that alone.
Whatever, Gary, you just
she
don't love
the damn
nothing.
German Shepherd
you
down the street.
You need a dog, something to love you and lick on you.
Maybe he doesn't need a dog.
He needs to find out if his dog is naturally allergic to peanut butter.
All right, well, nowadays, you know, it's not uncommon to get plastic surgery.
Little nip, little tuck.
Right, and some people want to get plastic surgery to look like their favorite celebrity. And a woman by the name of Sarah Schmidt underwent 9 different procedures at one time.
So that means you weren't even close to looking like who you wanted to look like. You had 9 procedures.
No, especially, Frank, if you had rhinoplasty, cheek contouring, lip filler, liposuction under the chin, midsection, hips, and thighs, and a Brazilian butt lift.
But don't you think you would start to look like somebody with somebody you kind of look like? Right. You know who you look like? And then you might do a little contouring to make you look more like that person? Like with me, you know, if I got a little contouring, I could look like Idris Elba.
Does anybody want to break the news to
you? Okay.
It's just elbow.
You need a tan, too.
This girl, Sarah, said she wanted to look like Ivanka Trump because she says, quote, I think she's beautiful, poised, and classy, the way she carries herself. What's not to like? So let's take a look.
Not at all.
That's a before and after. She killed it.
How did she look before?
Yes, hell, she need her money back, honey.
That's gotta suck, though, when you've got 9 surgeries and they're like,
it didn't work. Somebody
all right, Heidi, we're gonna give you 9 coupons to get surgery done. Who do you want to look like?
Charlize Theron. Yeah. Not in Monster or Tully.
I'm like, you already know.
All right, y'all. So, remember I told y'all about BlizzCon, the big convention? Well, it went down this past weekend, and it was epic. Over 40,000 people came out to celebrate the world of gaming. Now, some came in their casual cosplay finest. Now, the creator of World of Warcraft talked about new innovations with their games, and Overwatch introduced a new character called Ashe. And listen, y'all, she's a badass.
Oh.
Now, but the main event were the esport competitions with teams from all around the world. South Korea came up with the 3-peat and won the Overwatch World Cup again. China won the Hearthstone Global Games, and gamer Juna Satala made history by becoming the first non-Korean player to win the StarCraft II World Championship Series.
So what if I didn't, I couldn't make it to the BlizzCon?
Well, there are still virtual tickets available, so you can see all the action you missed, but it's only going down for a limited time.
Oh, grueling.
You'll feel like you were there.
Gary, send me the link.
Okay. Up next, honey, I visited my friend Judge Lynn Toler on the set of Divorce Court. And you know what? I talked to her about that hot bailiff. Oh, my God, honey. So you can see all the fun when we come back.
We are
already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish
Nation. Hey, it's me, Gary with the T, and I'm on the set of the legendary show, Divorce Court. Now, let's go in and see what Judge Lynn Toler is doing and that hot bailer, baby. Judge! Judge!
Lord have mercy! Who's in that mom? Judge Lynn! Gary, Dish Nation in the house! Oh, baby, it's always Dish Nation in the house. Yes. Look at you.
Judge! When I heard it was your birthday, I said I had to rush to you.
Oh, thank you, lady.
Judge, let me get your birthday. Judge, I brought you some beautiful flowers.
Oh, let me see. Oh, those are gorgeous, Gary. Oh, so beautiful.
Yes. So you know what? We're going to go in, honey. Let's go to your chambers. They still call it the chambers?
Kill off the chambers.
And we're going to see, honey, what you have in there. Cause add a little color.
Add a little color. Put a little pop in there. Let's go, pop.
Let's go. Yes, honey. So, Judge, I mean, the set, it is just so fab. It's so white. I mean, it's just, it reminds me of a health department.
Yeah, well, it's light,
nice
bright,
and sterile.
And airy. Well, it's light, bright, and airy. We're trying to go for a lighter feel, a more fun feel. You know what I'm saying?
And it is a fun feel. I like the chairs, honey. I mean, everything looks nice, and I like the little fence, honey. It's like, you know, you have all of, well, the audience, they'll be nice and caged in, honey. So make sure to come up here. So, Judge, now you've heard a lot of cases, honey. So, I mean, if you could recollect your memory, tell me one of the worst cases, or some of the worst cases you've heard before.
The number one was a bride cheated on the groom on the wedding night because the groom got drunk, was playing cards, so she said, if you're not gonna take care of me, I'm gonna have the best man do it for you, and he did. No lie, marriage lasted 90 days.
Well, she should have, hell. This was your wedding, you out playing cards, honey, and drinking and carrying on. That woman needed attention.
Clearly, he was not doing his role, but the best man?
He was the best man. And Judge, and you also have a new little girl. You're not wearing her, you're wearing Chanel's and things and all these fabulous suits. What happened to the robe, girl?
I could not stand that robe.
Really?
As soon as I could get out of the robe, I got it flopping around like you were a bird. You know it was a male profession when it started, because a woman would have known better.
Speaking of robe, you know what, Judge, since you dropped the robe, honey, I'm going to put the robe on.
I think you'd look great in it.
Yes, and I think, so Judge, tell me, do you think I would make a great relationship expert?
It would be interesting.
Interesting. Order in the court. Order in the court, niece. Wait a minute. No, honey. There will be order in my court, honey, or you will be getting your ass out. No, darling. You're so beautiful, but Leroy, take it all. Call me. So, Judge, I heard you had a hot new bailiff, child.
I do, Nick.
Oh, well, child, we need to bring him out. We need to see him.
I think we should. I think we should. Nick, where are you?
Because he's part of the changes, huh?
Yes, he is.
Oh. So what'd your husband think about that? Now, you know what? People, honey, are calling this wonderful guy here the sexy bailiff. But I know Nick doesn't like that. Nick, are you the sexy bailiff?
Listen, I'll take it from you. Look at this guy. Gary, you're looking sharp today, let me tell you.
First of all, a lot of my coworkers and the world want to know, are you single?
I'm not single.
Oh, I almost said the B word. So, Nick, has it ever come to a point where you had to arrest somebody here?
I've never arrested anybody here, but recently we had a couple of litigants get out of control, you know.
Really?
And I saw them look at Judge Lynn, and listen, if you look at Judge Lynn the wrong way, that's when I got to flex on you one time and make sure you stay in line. So I had to step in.
So do you carry a gun?
No comment.
No comment. Is it a sharpshooter?
Some say.
Tell Judge Lynn that we'll be back.
Oh, we'll be back. We'll be back. Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, people!
Happy!
Okay, y'all. y'all, for real, I am in shock, okay? Zoe Kravitz apparently had some growing pains, okay? She revealed growing up that she felt like a freak.
Ah! What type of freak? A sex one? Jesus.
She told reporters that she felt like a freak mostly around white kids.
Why is that?
Oh, really?
Well, she claimed it was a rough time for someone trying to discover who they are. I went to private school in Miami, surrounded by wealthy kids, mostly white. I felt like a freak because my hair was different. And little kids would come up to me and say, can I feel your hair?
Oh. You know, that's regular when you, like, the different kid in a class.
Mm-hmm.
But when your mother's Lisa Bonet and your father's Lenny Kravitz, do you really give a with people? I mean, I would have been a mother.
Wanted to touch her hair, too, just because she was their kid.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. As a kid, you know, other kids don't care. They're not interested. And kids are the meanest, rudest people to other kids.
Are you giving her any sympathy? Just, I had it so hard. I went to private school. And I
should have hearing this story say, and I went to public.
I know. It's like, what's the bad part?
Yeah, beat it with your champagne problems. Some kids didn't eat last night.
I had a corn tooth all through high school.
What's
a
that?
A giant yellow tooth that needs that I had to get, you know, fixed when I finally moved to Los Angeles. My entire high school career had a giant corn tooth. You talk to me, Zoe Kravitz.
Heidi, we're going to help you out. Just stop telling people that story.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.